You're listening to a Big Finish production.
This looks promising. Let's see what we have here, shall we? Spaceship? Tick. Intergalactic? Tick. Abandoned. Fingers crossed. Now, how to get inside? Knock, knock, knock! Anybody home?
Who the hell are you?
No.
Then I don't think you should be in it. Naughty.
I saw the crash. I came to help.
And is there anyone to help?
No. But look at this. An actual spaceship.
Oh. So you're a UFO spotter. This must be your lucky night. Well, up to a point.
Who are you?
I'm Margaret Blaine. I'm the mayor of Cardiff. Is it just you and me in here? How cosy. And unfortunate. For you.
Don't threaten me. I'm warning you.
Oh, an armed UFO spotter. Very prepared. But we do look nervous holding that gun, don't we?
No.
Why so excitable? I'm only the mayor. I'm hardly royalty. Now then.
Stay where you are. I will shoot.
I don't doubt it. It's Illyrian, if you're interested.
What do you mean? It's Illyrian.
The ship. Looks Illyrian. Smells Illyrian. Now, young women shouldn't be poking around in other people's spaceships. And tonight, I'm feeling generous. Go away before I hurt you.
I'm holding the gun.
Aren't you just? Not roomy. It'll do.
For what?
A getaway.
You're going to fly this?
Hopefully. Perhaps the pilot shows their face.
The pilot's gone.
Did you point your gun at them?
No. I saw someone running away from the crash.
Some people give up too easily. Still, finders keepers. Lucky me. The controls are still working. Oh, now what are these? Silver hoops. They're quite pretty.
What is it? Some sort of weapon. It's digging into my wrist.
And tickling the back of my mind. Oh, interesting. Interface. Oh, Andy!
Doc! I can't get off!
Control circuit operative.
Oh. Now, that sounds promising.
What's happening?
Oh! That sounds less promising.
And closer.
Pity. Shall we take this outside? Oh! Oh, that went well.
Oh, well?
I was being sarcastic. Oh, still, that ship shouldn't have exploded.
How come you're an expert? Didn't you say you're Mayor of Cardiff? Trying to steal a spaceship?
Borrowing a spaceship. Much as you're just an innocent bystander.
Yes. As I say, I saw the crash. I couldn't believe it. Amazing! I guess now it's gone. No evidence. No one's going to believe me now.
No.
Why didn't you mention you could fly a spaceship in your election manifesto?
Well, everybody seemed rather more interested in the bin collections.
Yeah. Sort that out, will you?
I'm afraid some things are beyond even little old me. Oh, dear. You've lost your lovely gown. It's left you quite defenceless.
Sorry?
No one could call me a spiteful woman. Not ordinarily, but I was looking forward to that spaceship. Right now, I should be soaring through the Oort cloud, not lying in the mud. Bit of a setback. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. And you wouldn't like me when I'm disappointed.
Wait. Can you hear that?
Of course.
That's a lot of sirens.
Yes. It is.
You really want the emergency services finding the Mayor of Cardiff at the site of a crashed spaceship?
It would look odd.
Especially if you were standing over my body.
The very idea.
So, shall we run?
Splendid idea!
Faster!
Oh, I've only got little legs these days.
Get down!
Someone send all the emergency services. No wonder the council tax bills are so high. Woe betide anyone whose cat is stuck up a tree tonight. Wait, what's that car?
That's Torchwood. Get down!
Why? Who are they?
Don't you know?
No. You're a very curious human. Why didn't you want to be found at the crash site? Don't they like UFO spotters here?
I don't like to be the centre of attention, that's all. Wait, human?
Clever girl.
You're an alien.
Would you like an autograph? This must be Christmas Day and your birthday all rolled into one.
But you look human. What are you?
I'm the Mayor of Cardiff. You should show a little more respect. Well, it looks like the coast is clear. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Perhaps you'd like to start running.
From what?
Me.
But
I do like a hunt. Since you're a fan, I'll give you a head start. Shall we say 5 seconds?
You're going to kill me?
Oh, yes. Five.
Wait.
Four.
Listen, this
three,
is ridiculous.
Two, one.
Stop running!
Ratchet!
Stop running!
You told me to run!
And now I'm telling you to stop!
You're chasing me!
Yes!
And you're gonna kill me!
Actually, right now, I'm doubled over in agony! Stop moving! Thank you. Let's get our breath back.
What was that?
Hang on. Still winded.
What happened?
It's the bracelets, I think. Must be.
What bracelets? Oh!
The ship said it was a control circuit. It seems to have linked us.
Seriously? Why?
How should I know? We need to get them off. Mine's stuck.
It's like it's melded itself to my skin. I can't get it off. Surely we can't be linked. Oh, That's ridiculous. Let me check.
Oh, no! Don't!
No!
Stop moving!
I'm just testing the range.
Oh.
Bully for you! It won't let me move more than about 10 feet away from you.
Looks like we're stuck with each other.
How nice.
Has to be a way of getting these off.
It is literally bonded to Margaret's skin, and I'm not lugging your corpse around all evening.
Wait, Margaret's skin?
Yes, we need to find the ship's pilot.
He can get these things off.
No, that's not my primary concern. The pilot may be in need of help while they wait for rescue, and perhaps, in return, they might be able to remove these bangles.
What if he's dead? If the bond is partly psychic, if you turn the brain off...
You turn the connection off.
This is a survivor update. A rescue pod has been dispatched to the pilot's location. Please rendezvous with the pilot. Rescue pod arriving in 90 minutes.
Oh, voice again. You did hear that?
I could hardly fail to. Hooray.
What was that?
Telepathic update. Presumably these bangles are an emergency procedure. Keeps crash survivors together. Tells them help is on its way.
Further survivor update. Alert. Warp missiles detected. Homing in on your communication system. You are advised to disconnect system immediately. Missile impact in 91 minutes. Repeat. Disconnect your communication system immediately.
But missiles?
Yes. Someone's hijacked the beam. Someone who doesn't like Illyrians. We really need to find that pilot.
Because of the warp missiles?
Yes. They're heading right for these bangles. And since we can't get them off...
For us? What's a warp missile?
Warp missiles. They won't just kill us. They'll destroy most of Cardiff. If not...
What?
Well, this isn't exactly going according to plan.
And what exactly was your plan? Why did you want that spaceship in the first place?
I just wanted to get off this world. Now it's going to be destroyed. Come on!
You wanted to get back to your home planet?
I'm not even sure if I have a home planet anymore. Or if I do, I'm certainly not welcome there. But this place...
Cardiff.
Earth. Doesn't feel like my home.
I know what you mean.
And that's why you go looking for aliens? Oh, bless. I'll tell you something about aliens. You think we actually want to invade this world? What? That we come here for the weather? The only value that this planet has is a scrap.
But...
Oh, look at you. Genuinely disappointed. So human.
But this planet... There must be something you want from it.
Nothing. Sorry.
Do you hate us?
Humans. Not hate. That's a strong word. But I'd rather not spend my last hour stuck to one. How do we even find this pilot?
We need to get to Cardiff. I have some equipment there.
Do you have a car?
It's back at the crash site.
Pity. There's no getting there without being spotted.
What about you? Do you have a car?
Well, no. There's a thought. And I'll let you into a secret. I have a personal teleport. Bye!
What? No! Don't leave me! Help me up! You abandoned me!
It was worth a try!
Was it? Really?
No. Could you help me up? Please! Oh, that was most unpleasant.
You left me in the path of those missiles!
Oh, I'm bred for self preservation. Try not to take it personally. Anyway, if I had been able to beam away, the signal might have dispersed and the missiles might not have landed at all. Not buying it?
No.
Pity. There's a chance I might not be lying. Don't I deserve the benefit of the doubt?
You've already tried to kill me twice.
Let's say one and a half.
I don't care. We're running out of time. We can't walk all the way. It's going to take forever. We'll have to hitch.
Hitch?
Hitch, your worship.
Oh, very well then. Surely somebody will stop for a couple of damsels in distress. At least it's not raining.
So how did an alien become mayor of Cardiff?
Oh, how does anyone succeed? A mixture of charm and backstabbing. The last bit's literal.
Oh.
Hi. Would you have voted for me if you'd known I was an alien?
Well, I might. Actually, I didn't vote for you in the first place. Local elections.
So few people did. I'm the thrilling demonstration of what you get when you don't exercise your democratic right.
But why? What do you get out of it?
I get to live.
You're desperate to leave Earth, but you don't want to go home. Why? What's waiting for you? Why don't you want to go back?
Why don't you?
I will. One day, maybe. Family is difficult.
You have no idea.
Survivor update.
Oh.
Missile impact in 60 minutes. Disconnect communication systems immediately.
Shut up!
We would disconnect if we could. Is there a manual? Hello? Is there?
Nothing. 60 minutes. We really need a lift. That truck!
You! Stop! Hey!
Stop!
I've got a good feeling about
stop.
Him.
Stop!
Oh, blast, it's not stopping. It won't stop.
Yes, it will.
Oh, it's not. Wait, what are you doing?
Stopping it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what have I done?
My friend. You ran over my friend.
She just jumped out at me.
She was flagging you down. She was waving.
I didn't see. I couldn't stop it. I didn't see. She was just waving. Then she jumped. You saw her.
I'm sorry. It must be very upsetting for you. She was a troubled soul. Impulsive.
Maybe she's okay.
I'll go and check, shall I? No, it's all right. You stay there.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Is she okay?
It looks bad. Looks really bad. Both sets of wheels went over her. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Can you get me to a hospital?
Shouldn't I phone
for I think I'm in shock. I need to go to a hospital. Can we go now? We can tell them about her when we get there. They'll know what to do.
Of course. I'll have to, if she's under the wheels, you see, drive over her again.
That won't do any more harm than you've already done. Come on.
Oh my God, she's alive.
Of course I am.
Margaret, thank goodness. Oh, what a relief.
Isn't it?
But you... I saw... I mean, look at you!
Oh, this! Oh, dear me, yes! Look at the state of me! That's better. The whole thing will need dry cleaning to get the tyre marks out, but these things happen. We'll just have to muddle through.
No harm done.
You should be dead.
Must have given you a terrible shock, but I'm tougher than I look.
I'm so, so sorry.
You really ought to look where you're going.
Mind you, terribly clumsy of me, just leaping under your wheels like that. Silly me.
Aren't you in any pain?
Belly scratch. All my fault. Not another word. Must have given you a fright.
I'll take you to the hospital. Let me.
I'm fine, really. But I could murder a lift into town. You'll have to try harder than that. I'm incredibly thick-skinned.
Still, got us a lift?
Yes. How clever. I've underestimated you.
Looks kind of beautiful, doesn't it?
What?
The city. From up here. I've always liked a city at night.
Cardiff!
I've never really thought about it.
Forgive my friend. She's very selfish.
Hey!
I was trying to break the bond.
How thoughtful.
We were just saying how nice Cardiff looks.
Yeah. Mind you, all cities look beautiful from a distance.
You must see a lot of them.
There's something about your first glimpse of a place when you've been driving through the dark, nothing but nothing around you, and then it appears out of the night, shimmering and orange and just full of possibilities.
You have the soul of a poet, and you're right. I remember my first sight of Cardiff. I thought it beautiful.
Did you?
It's never where I planned on ending up, not in a million years.
Me neither.
That's life though, isn't it? At the time, it seems a mess and a muddle, but then you look back and you realise it all makes a certain sort of sense.
Oh, I always try and have a plan. What about you?
Oh, no, not me. I just seize the moment.
And throw it under a truck.
What's that smell?
I can't smell anything.
Oh,
could be the load of cabbages I've got in the back. Mind you, might be my sandwiches.
Good God, what have you got in them?
Some sort of meat paste. Says duck and orange on the label, but I'm not buying it. The wife makes them. I try not to ask. I just eat them. I put in a request for cheese and pickle once. Never heard the end of it.
I can imagine.
There's a flask of tea under your seat. It's got half a dozen sugars in it. You're good if you've had a bit of a shock.
I'm good, thanks. I wasn't convinced when I first came here for work.
What do you do for work?
You're neither of you from round here, then?
No.
You know how it is. Always looking to move on.
I'm from Bridlington myself.
Nice.
You wouldn't say that if you'd been there.
There are worse places to call home, believe me.
I couldn't agree more.
Maybe you're right. Grass is always greener, eh?
Not always. Sometimes it's blue and stained with the blood of a thousand innocents.
Eh?
Just a saying, my mother's.
When you're on the road as much as me, nowhere's really your home. Or everywhere. You make the best of what you've got.
Yeah, I guess so. We're nearly there. You all right?
Headache.
Yeah, me too, actually. Oh, that smell's getting worse.
Excuse I?
Oh, seriously? That was you?
I've been under a bit of stress.
I'll say.
All the same, you need to change your diet. That is lethal.
Well...
I don't feel so good. Oh!
Oh my!
He's fainted! Stop the truck! Stop the truck!
Seat belts, everyone!
Look out!
So you are alive. Shame. I thought that might have broken the connection. Sandwich?
You poisoned us.
Yes. It's a defence mechanism. I stole your idea. That was why you threw me under the truck, wasn't it?
Nothing personal. We've got to stop this somehow.
Go on. Have a sandwich. They're not bad, actually.
What about the driver?
Much too well done, King.
Oh, God.
Oh! More sirens!
Two crash sites. We're leaving quite a trail.
And, in 50 minutes, quite the crater. I should probably kill you now.
Wait.
We're really not far from where we need to be.
And where do we need to be?
Somewhere we can try to break the connection on these damn bracelets.
What is this place?
It's just a lockup I rent.
But look at it. So much stuff. Alien stuff. Oh, I get it. I know who you are.
You do?
You're not just a UFO spotter, are you?
Sorry?
You're a collector. Cardiff is crawling with them. Beachcombing for any bit of scrap that's fallen off the back of a space lorry. It's sort of sweet.
Look,
I bet you believe in conspiracy theories too, don't you? Have you got a tinfoil hat? I bet you have. Can I see it?
No, I really don't have one.
Don't be shy. Why, when that spaceship crashed, how your pulse must have raced. That's why you were there. Were you hoping to kidnap the pilot? That's it, isn't it? You've always wanted your own alien.
It's really not like that.
And now you're stuck with me. Isn't life ironic?
Look, if we're going to live, I need to get on.
Ooh. A laptop. How CSI?
I used this program to track the ship. If it can lock onto the transmissions from these bracelets, I can potentially block them and find the pilot.
What a stinky computer. Must have cost hundreds of pounds. And you use it to search the skies. How impressive. Does it also do solitaire? I love that. A game where you have all the cards. I can play that for hours.
Not finding anything.
Well, there's a surprise.
I need to run a deep sweep. I'm sending it cycling through hidden frequencies.
A deep sweep? Very impressive.
It'll take more time, but it'll find the signal. It will. It's got to.
Look at all this stuff you've got. Engine parts. Weapon. Weapon. None of them work.
No.
Part of a moon glider wing. You just need the rest of the moon glider and that'll be worth something.
Give me time.
Look at you, scavenging Cardiff for all these little treasures and storing them all here. Do you pay a monthly rent for this place?
Yes.
I've always wanted a locker. It's a human habit. I fancy trying. Keeping all the things I like but don't like that much. Mind you, I'd get a heater. Put down a carpet, make it snug. I clear out some of this. Why? You could go to a car boot sale. I love those. Broken lamps, incomplete jigsaws, alien bric-a-brac.
Some of it
and
is...
And what about your colleagues? Do they know about your hobby?
No, they do not.
It'd make for a lovely bit of chit-chat around the coffee machine. You'd be so popular. Everyone would be fighting to get you in the secret Santa.
Shut up!
Sorry. Have I got under your skin?
No, I just need to concentrate. There. It's having no luck with the bracelet base code, but it's homing in on the pilot.
And the location of the rescue pod.
Yes, it'll just take a couple of minutes.
What a wonderful computer. Now, what shall I do in the time? Oh, I know. I've got under your skin. It's only fair you should get under mine.
What are you doing?
Oh, just making myself more comfortable.
That's disgusting.
On the contrary, it's liberating. Imagine spending all day cooped up inside that little thing. No one knowing the monster inside. There. Isn't that better?
What are you?
I've shown you mine. Why don't you show me yours? What's inside you? Show me. Or Margaret will have to dig it out. Oh! Pity. I was hoping the bracelet would stay attached to my skin suit. Oh, well. What a clever little device this is.
Skin suit?
That skin. Oh, my God. That was a person.
Distraction.
You stole that off someone. A human being.
Yes. And didn't she die screaming? Care to find out why?
Kev, keep back. You'll knock over the laptop.
On the contrary, I shall be very careful. That is my ticket out of here.
But you need me.
Do I? Let's have a little hunt. It's a lovely way of killing time. Naughty. You turned off the lights. I love a bit of murder in the dark. We are born hunters. Literally. A family tradition. Our eggs are buried in caves underground, and our anxious parents wait to see who dig their way out. Imagine that. Hatching alone. No light. No food. Well, only each other.
I'm sorry for you.
You're not. I can smell the lie on your breath. I don't need to see to hunt. My first hunt was in the dark. And I won. You can't get away from me. We're connected by the bond. The very best you can do is to keep out of clawing distance. But for how long? I can smell the fear on you in great big glistening dollops. But also cunning. I like that. And a reek of arrogance. Oh, how it's going to annoy you. Being killed by someone less intelligent than you.
I'm not arrogant.
You can't lie to me in the dark. I know you've moved to the left, cowering behind some crates, and your heart is racing so fast. I bet you wish you'd paid for a bigger storage unit.
Doesn't need to be bigger.
No?
It just needs to be bigger than 10 feet.
Oh, what? Oh.
See?
Clever, but I can still pounce.
Wrong direction. Disorientated.
A little punch, Trunchman. Time's a charm.
Please don't kill me. Please.
You have such pretty skin. Oh, feels so soft. So supple. I might keep it. Wear you on a special occasion.
Please don't.
Hold still. What was that?
The laptop. It's found the signal. You don't need to kill me.
Need is not the same as want.
Fine. I'll tell you what you want. You want to find the pilot. You want to steal his rescue pod. And you won't be able to do either of those without my laptop. And you won't be able to open it without my password.
Ah.
My lips are sealed.
Not if I pry them off.
What?
Password?
Survivor. Rescue pod now 30 minutes away. Missiles will arrive in 32 minutes.
You know what? I'm going to let you live. Another 20 minutes can't hurt. Maybe you'll come up with a plan to save the city. I'll be very impressed if you can.
There we go. It's traced the location of the pilot, and he's at the arrival point of the rescue pod.
Does he know the missiles are coming?
I'm fairly sure the system's keeping him updated. He's probably wondering what the hell's going on.
But he's thinking they're landing nowhere near him. Imagine imagine his face when we turn up on his doorstep.
With six warp missiles behind us.
Let's go give him a surprise.
Pick a car.
Are we stealing a car now? How exciting.
Unless you fancy calling for your mayoral limo.
Alas, not when I look like this. Oh, I'll miss my driver. He's so miserable. It always makes me giggle. Can we steal that one? It was ever so fast.
Fine.
You sneaked out a weapon. Oh!
What are you doing? What the hell?
You were going to shoot me!
I was aiming at the lock.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh. I'm not very good at trust.
Me neither. Must be the company we keep.
Well, we have spent the evening trying to kill each other.
That too. Let's find another car. Actually, any car not damaged in the fire. That one.
That one?
It'll have to do. Now move. Get changed now.
Relax! You've seen it all before. Oh, I'm more comfortable in my own skin, but a bit conspicuous. Oh, the bangles reattached itself to Margaret's skin. Can you do me up at the back?
No! Not while I'm driving.
Fair enough. It's the last bit that's always the trickiest.
All set up to meet our pilot. He might find my true form off-putting. We have history with Illyrians.
What are you?
Names are powerful.
Are they?
Why else haven't you told me yours?
30 minutes. We're nearly there.
Oh.
What's your story, Margaret? How does an alien end up as mayor of Cardiff?
It was hardly my life plan. But actually, it was surprisingly easy and rewarding. It's quite nice having people look up to me. Colleagues.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. They're hardly friends. But nor are they trying to kill me. You're an inventive species in your way. Charming. If a little insular.
Oh, thank you.
If you knew what the universe out there was like, how dark it is, how many teeth it has, you'd never sleep for screaming.
Right.
You, that's what's sweet about people like you, UFO people.
Oh?
You're expecting some great visitation, a flying saucer, friendly aliens who come in peace, who will usher in a golden dawn of progress. You wonder why I am how I am? Why my species hunts? It's because there is no golden dawn. The sun's never coming up.
I see.
I'm sorry. You finally met a real live alien, and I must be such a disappointment to you.
You're certainly different. You said you can't go home. Why not?
Family is everything to our species, and I've let them down.
I know how that feels.
Mine are out there, and if they ever see me, the kindest thing they'll do is eat me alive.
Oh, mine's not that bad.
No?
We argue a bit. That's all.
I can smell the lie on you. And the sadness.
Oh. Well, it's complicated. Dad wanted
really wanted us to be a normal British family and... And look what he ended up with. Our whole family's a mess. How normal and British is that?
We're both outsiders.
You and me.
I don't see myself that way.
Really? In all probability, in less than half an hour, you're going to die. Will anyone miss you?
No. What about you?
No. No.
Still, we might save Cardiff.
We might.
It's not that bad a place.
No. I'll let you into a secret before the end.
Oh, yes.
You want to know why this city is such a magnet for alien life and all those trinkets you go searching for. This city's on an interdimensional rift.
You don't say.
There. Don't say I don't tell you anything.
Oh, and this is us.
The pilot's hiding in an industrial estate.
Cardiff has a lot of them.
More sirens?
No, 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 not now!
What?
Someone must have reported this car as stolen.
Why would they bother?
Come on. We've got to do the last bit on foot.
Oh! Ugh.
Don't you lot have better things to do? This whole city could be destroyed while you're handing out... parking tickets!
Not now! Down here!
More running!
Not running!
I should have killed you when I had the chance!
You took the words right out of my mouth!
Can we
have a
alert! Missile impact in 10 minutes.
Oh, I told you! Oh, give us a break.
What's the sound? Is it the missiles? Have they found us already?
Relax, it's my phone. And it's work.
At this hour?
Rubbish.
You're not going to answer it.
Hey, Owen. It's my night off. No, I know there's no night off. No, I don't care. I'm out with a friend. Yes, I have friends.
What?
No, well... Look, if you've got your key, there's some leftover pasta bake in my fridge. Yes, you're welcome to it. Just leave the plates in the sink. No, it's not a problem. No. Bye.
Sod you.
Done. Otherwise, they'd have been phoning me all night.
Out with a friend?
Me?
Oh, shut up.
That way. That warehouse. The pilot should be in there.
Rescue pod locking on. Arrival imminent.
Cardiff, welcome to our planet. Is there anything we can do to help?
What?
Is there anything we can do to help?
No. Wait. Those communication circuits, they're from my ship.
These bracelets? Yes.
When we visited your craft, they became attached to us. And we used them to find you. Would you like them back? We'd be only too happy to give them to you.
Keep them.
That's really not necessary. You're injured. Like she said,
We want to help.
You have not helped. In activating them, you have boosted the signal, revealed my location to my enemies. They have sent missiles after you.
No.
You have endangered many people, this entire city.
And as mayor of that city, I demand you unendanger them. Deactivate these bracelets at once.
I can only do that using my rescue pod when it arrives, which won't be long.
But what about the bond between us? We can't pull apart. We've been stuck together all night.
You activated the infant protection protocols.
We what? You're saying we've been running around with the child locks on?
Why do you laugh? If the missiles hit before the rescue pod arrives, we will all die.
The child locks!
Sorry.
Missiles! City destroyed! Rescue pod, right?
Your city is going to be destroyed, and you laugh? What are humans?
Not a clue! Don't look at me!
But shit! Missiles! They'll destroy the city. Maybe worse.
Dreadful.
When the pod arrives, there should be enough time to divert them. But
how long until the pod arrives?
4 minutes.
So there's nothing we can do till then?
No.
I see.
Then tell me, who are your enemies? I want to know who is threatening my city.
The Dorgan. I had delivered my cargo. As I was returning into the rift, they ambushed me.
Why?
My cargo was stolen from the Dorgan.
So you're a thief, and you've put us at risk.
Wait. Who are you delivering your cargo to?
Rescue pod locked on and landing.
Oh.
All right, there's your rescue pod. Now please, disable the communication system.
Yes, open it.
We have to wait for it to stabilize.
The missiles!
It has made it through the rift unscathed. I just need to interface with the systems.
Hurry!
I'm sure it can do it in time. Such a lovely pod. Latest model, I bet.
Rescue pod landed. Please evacuate. Missile impact imminent.
Imminent! Disconnect the communication system! Break the link!
Very well. There. I have tried my best.
Oh, that's
really hurting.
Communication system deactivated. Powering down. Please evacuate. Missile impact imminent.
What? The missiles are still coming, but you disconnected the bracelets.
I am sorry. They're still locked onto your bands. Even disconnected, it is too late to stop the missiles.
Too late?
Then that rescue pod has my name on it.
What?
Oh, out of my way.
Your escape pod. Now get out. I'm so sorry about her. The pod is yours.
Thank you.
We'll all be killed. Let me go. Please.
No. Sometimes you have to do the right thing. Get out. Get out or I shoot you.
I thought we were friends.
You were leaving me to die.
Please, hurry.
Out. I get it. You want the pod for yourself.
No. It belongs to the pilot. It's too late for both of us.
No. No! Oh, planet Earth, I grieve for you. I am sorry that it is too late for your world.
I know. Now, please, go in peace.
Thank you. I shall tell all Illyria of the noble people of Earth.
No! Take me with you!
Apart from her.
Maybe for the best.
Farewell, and thank you.
Oh, you forgot your bracelets!
What? No! No!
We're still here.
We're alive.
It worked.
You gave him back the bangles.
I know. Still activated. 6 warp missiles followed him and exploded harmlessly in the rift.
Harmlessly? I'm not sure he'd agree.
Well, he was leaving our planet to die.
Fair.
As were you.
Which of us can change our natures? Still, I should have been sorry to see Cardiff go.
Would you?
It has a certain beauty. The way it appears out of the night. Shimmering and orange and just full of possibilities.
Yes. Wait. The truck driver said that. You old fraud.
Guilty as charged. Let's face it. We both saved a city neither of us love. And yet,
we saved it.
And no one can ever know. Especially not them.
They don't give up, do they?
How human. We should get out of here.
Teleport?
No. I think we'll nip out the back.
Oh, we have seen a lot of ugly roads tonight.
Yeah, we're such sightseers.
I realise we've no witnesses. I should kill you now.
As should I.
You've tried to kill me more times than my own mother.
Wow.
But true.
Okay.
And yet, there's something inside me. Something that won't let me.
Maybe it's because we're friends.
Friends? No, it's not that. It's because I've worked it out.
What?
To think I thought you were a UFO spotter who'd stumbled on a crash and was having the evening of their life.
We saved the city, remember?
No. You caused all this. That's why you were at the crash site.
I beg your pardon.
Because you didn't just track that spaceship, did you? You brought it here.
The idea! The pilot... He said he was shot down by the Dorgan.
Because whatever it was carrying was stolen from the Dorgan. And the ship was delivering it to you.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen your lovely shed full of alien trinkets. Quite the collection. No one could scavenge that much.
All right. The Illyrians contacted me, offered me some technology. They wanted asylum here.
Another lonely race seeking a home in Cardiff. And you killed them.
I didn't have a choice. The Dorgan were looking for them. I didn't want them coming here, so I tipped them off. They were supposed to blow the ship up before it got here.
And instead it crashed. How inconvenient.
But you have no idea. I couldn't afford to be found out.
My home?
The car we saw earlier. Torchwood.
Torchwood? What's Torchwood?
They hunt down aliens. They hunt down people who deal in alien technology.
In other words, you and me.
Yes. That's why I destroyed the Illyrians, their ship, the pilot. I couldn't afford to have Torchwood find out about me.
Even though you nearly wiped out the city?
Yes.
Now we each have a hold over the other. Yes. Unless I kill you.
Or I kill you. Only we won't.
What makes you so sure?
Because I can still be useful to you.
By saving me from an organisation that you've probably just made up.
Probably. Almost definitely made up.
Making us allies.
Kindred spirits?
We're back to friends again.
God, no.
Friends.
Friends. Oh, this has been fun.
Lethal fun. The best kind. Still.
Yeah. I'll call you a taxi.
No need. I'll teleport.
Right.
Before I go, I don't even know your name.
No, you don't. It's Susie.
Then, goodbye, Susie.
Wait, wait. You never told me your real name.
It's Blon. Blon fell foch Pasimir de Slothine.
Wow. Could you have made that any more complicated?
From Raxacora Cephalopatorius.
Of course.
Good night, Susie.
See ya. Friend.
Been listening to
Torchwood Sink
by Lisa McMullen.
Susie Costello was played by Indira Varma.
Margaret Blaine, Annette Badland.
And the pilot,
Raj Ghatak.
Other parts were played by members of the cast.
The producer was James Goss.
Script editor and director, Scott Hancock.
And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood. God Among Us, Volume 3.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Jeff.
And, well, a lot.
A hell of a lot has happened since we've last done an episode of Cardiff Unknown. There's been a flood, which would be quite the mystery.
If hundreds of people hadn't died, and there weren't refugee camps everywhere.
And, remember we mentioned that secret organisation based in Cardiff?
Turns out they caused it.
Torchwood.
Public enemy number one.
They keep lists here. Lists of the missing. That's why I came here. To find Anthony. To find my son.
Tell me, how would you react if you found out that this disaster wasn't an act of God? What if it turned out people were responsible?
What are we not being told? Who's responsible?
Torchwood.
We're being attacked by a shared fantasy?
Yes.
Why couldn't it be Gorka from Strictly? Repent!
I've walked across this city and seen the chaos that reigns. There's rioting, looting, panicking, fighting. It's your job to stop all this.
Nope, sorry, it's not. We've both been responsible for terrible things and I've had enough of it.
You can watch the end of the world.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Is this what happens when God stops believing in herself?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions. Torchwood, Sargassum.
What is that?
Mayday! Mayday, this is a Corinthian tide reporting an avalanche! Mayday! Please, God, help!
Look at the sea. Oh, it's like a sheet of glass.
There's a name for conditions like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dead calm.
Listen now, there isn't much time, okay?
Please, please, I can't hold on much longer!
Being herded, like sheep.
If that's where it wants us, it can't be good.
You have nothing to fear from us. You are of great value to us.
Big Finish. We love stories.
It's found us.